Arguably the most influential race on your Election Day ballot is between two men you've never heard of, Bob Edmonds and Mike Morgan. Edmonds is a Republican, Morgan a Democrat, and the victor will decide whether liberals take over or conservatives hold their majority on North Carolina's Supreme Court. But as in years past, a controversial attack ad paid for by an interest group has started running in the final weeks of the campaign. But this year there is a twist, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
First, some basics. Both Edmonds and Morgan are well qualified to be members of the state's highest court. Edmonds is seeking re-election. He's been a justice for the past 15 years. Morgan has been a Superior Court judge in Wake County for 11 years. Still, for many voters, what they know about these two candidates will be defined by what they see on TV, namely what they see in attack ads. In 2014, the target was a liberal justice. The catchphrase?
Justice Robin Hudson, not tough on child molesters, not fair to victims.
The North Carolina Bar Association quickly denounced that ad. Hudson won re-election to the court. The twist this year? A Democratic leading group is targeting a Republican justice. The group's ad begins with a slithering reptile and includes racially charged language.
It's called the Snake, a long, skinny congressional district drawn along I-85 to segregate African-American voters.
That snake then morphs into a map of North Carolina's 12th congressional district, which slithers its way from Charlotte north and east along a narrow corridor, then forks into Forsyth County and Greensboro.
The Snake and others like it were drawn by state legislators as a partisan power grab. And Justice Bob Edmonds, he wrote the decision supporting his party's discrimination.
The ad concludes by pointing out that district was struck down by federal judges as being an illegal racial gerrymander.
For Supreme Court, we deserve better than Bob Edmonds.
The North Carolina Republican Party quickly fired back. Democrats launch race-baiting ad in effort to seize control of state's top court, read the headline spelled out in all capital letters. Michael Weissel sees it differently.
The ad is factually accurate and, you know, completely true.
Weissel is general counsel and treasurer of NC Families First, the Democratic-leading outside group who's bankrolling the ad. So, who's right? Let's start with the most evocative claim. The boundaries of North Carolina's 12th congressional district were drawn by Republicans to segregate African-American voters. Again, Michael Weissel.
The language that is utilized is only language that has been either utilized in a case or in, you know, media coverage about the case.
Here, Weissel is right. Both the dissenting opinion in the North Carolina Supreme Court ruling that upheld the boundaries and the federal ruling that subsequently struck them down referred to segregating minority voters, as did a number of opinion pieces, which Weissel sees as part and parcel to news.
I guess I fail to sort of see the distinction between editorials and news coverage.
As to the claim that Justice Bob Edmonds wrote the decision supporting the Republican Party's discrimination in drawing the 12th district boundaries, here things get murky. It is a fact that Edmonds penned the decision, but that's hardly the full accurate story. The 12th existed in its long serpentine form long before Edmonds was a justice or Republicans controlled the legislature. The boundaries go back to 1991, says Michael Bitzer, a political scientist from Catawba College.
When the Department of Justice under George H.W. Bush told North Carolina that it didn't need to create just one majority-minority district for U.S. House, but it needed to create two.
The Democrats, who then controlled the General Assembly, complied. Thus, the Snake was born as a majority-minority district. Weissel acknowledges this, but then adds,
the Republican version, drawn after the 2010 census, packed even more black voters than certainly the federal courts have found necessary in this instance a 51% majority.
Republican state lawmakers have always said they were following the law when drawing the boundaries and point to the fact their map was originally given a thumbs up from the Justice Department under President Barack Obama. There's another issue with ads like these paid for by outside groups. Who is really picking up the bill? Weissel says NC Families First
is completely transparent in terms of its donors and expenditures.
That is true, but again, it does not give you the full picture. Public records show as of September 30th, the group has exactly two donors. Earlier this year, they received $450,000 from the Democratic Governors Association. They've already run ads supporting Roy Cooper's campaign. The second, more recent donation, $1.48 million from NC Citizens for Protecting Our Schools. It's a 501c4 group that does not disclose its donors, so we really don't know who's paying for this ad. But Michael Weissel does. He also works with that group. He declined to disclose its donors. And while Weissel is quick to criticize Republican outside groups who go after Democrats in judicial races, when pressed as to his role in doing the same thing but targeting Republicans, he takes a pause, then says,
well, I mean, do we want to have a philosophical discussion about, you know, public financing? This is a disturbing trend.
So in other words, you don't like the rules, but you'll play the game.
Well, as a campaign finance lawyer, I think it is bad for the system to have these, but it's foolish to engage in unilateral disarmament.
As it did in 2014, the North Carolina Bar Association has come out against this ad. Yesterday, Kearns Davis, the group's president, issued a statement saying, "It is imperative we as citizens approach the process and the candidates with civility and respect." A desire which seems only possible if both sides and their dark money groups agree to disarm. And they're not. A recently launched Republican-leading group called Fair Judges is expected to start airing this ad today.
Tired of negative ads? Judge Bob Edmonds is a good guy. He's keeping it honest, fair, and clean.
Still, this positive ad has its drawbacks, too. The Fair Judges group will not make its donor list public until after the election. And as with NC Families First, even that doesn't mean we'll know exactly who paid to influence your vote for a seat on the North Carolina Supreme Court. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.